Well, I can tell you that race horses are some of the best looked after animals that you could ever find. I mean, how many human beings have a room that's 12 by 12 all to themselves? And how many people have their own masseurs looking after them every single day?
Yes.
And if you go into the amount of feed,
I was going to ask,
feed costs, we spend more money on feeding a horse than it would be on feeding a human being.
Is there a number that we can work with?
I don't think you can feed a horse for less than about $8,000 or $10,000 a month. And that's what some people are living on in a month, you know, looking after their families and feeding them. So in a sense, in many, many ways, we have and we do look after horses really, really well, because they are the ones that need to run. They are the ones that need to be in the best of health. They are the ones that need to be always sound and pain-free, mind you.
What would you like to tell to a lot of people listening to you right now? I've been getting messages saying, you know, gambling, jua hai, ye achha kaam nahi hai, ghodon ke saath zyadti hai. It's looked down upon. Nobody is, really admires someone who's in horse racing. What would you like to tell them?
Hypocrisy. We gamble all the time. People who speculate. This is speculation, right? People who speculate in the stock market, they're gamblers. And honestly, you were telling me about human beings and horses. Who's better to know? If I saw a gambler, he's a kind of person who puts his money where his mouth is. I would rather deal with a person like that than deal with a person who cheats. A man who gambles has a principle and he believes in what he says, and that's why he puts his money down where he feels it should be. So this is all hypocrisy.
Before I let you go, Pacey, what would you like to tell kids, parents, teenagers, youngsters, working professionals, older people listening to you who've never seen a horse in person, been to a stable, a stud farm, touched a horse, felt a horse, sat on a horse?
Well, if they're young, they're missing out on a lot. And if they're older and have kids, then the kids are missing out on a lot, because horses are the most wonderful animals to be around. They can teach you a lot. Some of them are the greatest and they have no egos. They're absolutely honest. They tell you what they're feeling. And for children, it's a great learning experience. It makes them very, very strong whilst, you know, not bulking up like you would do at a gym. It gives them a lot of strength. It gives them a lot of body coordination. And it's really something I would recommend all parents to, you know, teach their children at a young age how to ride. They'll start relating to animals and it's a different experience altogether.
Pacey Shroff for you, ladies and gentlemen. Legend jockey, now a trainer. Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Ooh, that's nice.